The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to another fantastic edition of When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Stuart, you join us every single week right here. We talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa. I have gotten several emails, and a friend of mine said, why don't you ever talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So we do a show with them every single week. We do music, and they're like, I hear the music, but I don't hear you talking about the Woodhouse Day Spa. And I'm like, dude, we do questions, we do answers. I mean, the whole thing is about the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's 60 minutes long. So I will mention the Woodhouse Day Spa even more so if I have to. 905-7676. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, because that's all about you. I did want to mention, and I saw this, and I don't know how often you read the rags that go along with the business, but the business research company's Spa Global Marketing Report just came out. Do you read that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I page through that stuff. You know, I get some of the print stuff, but I also get a lot of the online emails from various locations. And most of what I've read is everything's going up, you know, as far as spending on spas, which is really nice for my industry, obviously.
Yeah. So it says that the forecast is looking really good. 2023 is $65.2 billion, $72.97 billion in 2024, but it's going to go up to $111 billion, projected to grow rapidly, reaching that number by 2028 with a CAGR of 11.2% growth is driven by the elderly population of all things. We talked about that last week, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Eco-friendly practices and integration with fitness programs trends include virtual spa services, personalized experiences, and wellness technologies. I want to start right there before we get into our emails. Virtual spa services. What exactly is that? You guys are all about the personal experience. That's what separates you from every other place that I've ever been to. That's why I love having you on, and certainly the Wellness Technologies. But what's the virtual spa service part of it?
Well, I can only imagine. I haven't really heard that term before. Mm-hmm. Certainly couldn't be a massage or a body treatment or anything like that. The only thing I can think of what it possibly could be would be something maybe in the skincare market, where you can do a Zoom call with an esthetician maybe, and yeah, they can walk you through, you know, a skincare routine and those kind of things. Those things I can imagine you can do some virtual stuff, but you know, nothing beats the personal touch of a massage therapist or even an esthetician giving you the facial. I'm not too worried about that as far as that taking any business away from us.
Yeah. And I, you know, I know there are these robotic things we talked about that are now being unveiled in New York, and they're really not they're not that much cheaper than to have the
right
actual hands on. So, I mean, why not get that personal service? And for me, and that's maybe why you only 30% of your audience are guys. It is a personal thing. I mean, it's an emotional thing. I mean, to have someone else's hands on your body, and trying to make your body feel better is a wonderful personal touch. And I think that's where, yeah, I mean, if we could have machines do it, that's just, I mean, it's like having a robot girlfriend.
Yeah. And you're right. Yeah. And it's not, although that may be better sometimes, but
yeah,
just kidding, of course. You know, as you know, you've been to the spa, our spa.
Yeah.
And, it's not just about the actual service. It's the whole experience from the minute you walk in and you get to get in your robe, and then you get to go in the relaxation area, we call the quiet rooms, and you get a glass of champagne or wine. And then, you know, you take into your service room by the provider, and then you end up back in that room and you can spend another hour in there just hanging out. So it's not just such an actual service, and, you know, nothing virtual or online could ever, you know, ever replace that experience.
Yeah. There's no doubt. And it really is, it is just the touch, because it needs to be, personal, but it also needs to be, and I mentioned this before, every time I go into the Woodhouse Day Spa, and we'll certainly be doing that. My daughter texted me again about half an hour ago, "You doing the show with Stuart today?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm doing the show with Stuart." She's reminded me to get something for Christmas. I said, "You got it, baby. We're going to take care of it. We're going to get the nails done, the whole nine yards." But she even mentioned the fact that when she goes in there, she knows the women's names, that did her nails last time, because they don't change. And that says a lot about the business, yep, you run. I think that's great.
Yeah. We like it that way. You know, we try to take care of them. They always obviously take care of us. So, we try to take care of them and keep them. And fortunately, you know, most, if not all, of our therapists have been there a while. And the only really reason people seem to leave is if somebody's getting transferred, like a husband or wife or somebody. But we don't have a lot of turnover in that department, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's super good. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Please hit us up with your email questions. We'll read them. We do have several people that email us every single week. We absolutely love that. Adam from Cincinnati, Ohio, I think I know who this Adam is, said, love the show every week. Love the music. This week we're doing Halloween, by the way, because it is Halloween week. He said, please tell Stuart. I said, hey, he wants to know, what's the next big thing in the spa industry? He mentioned the fact that, you know, obviously there's weight loss programs, there's laser lipo surgery, there's all these different things for wellness practices. But is there any big nut that we don't know about in the spa industry that you could share with us?
There's, I guess the most recent things is a lot of sound technology now being incorporated to some spas, and also a virtual reality type stuff where you can lay on these special beds and then you can put the virtual reality goggles on, and it kind of brings you through, you know, a nice forest or an ocean and the sounds and those kind of things. I really actually like those things. And we've looked into a couple of those things, and we, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that we will be adding those kind of things. So that's the thing I'm most excited about. And there's a lot of other things out there, but I'm really into, and that adds to the experience, you know, and it complements the existing services that we have, where you can do that ahead of time or after your service. And it's just kind of continuation.
No doubt. Tracy in Louisville, Kentucky, has heard something about a diaper spa. I actually had to do a little research here. These diaper spas seem to be brewing and opening up all over the South. And everyone that goes in basically wears a diaper. It's open to all diaper wearing individuals who seek acceptance, respite, and care. And obviously it's for some people that have to wear diapers. I'm assuming it's right. It's going after, I mean, I guess I could wear, we actually did something on our morning show one time. We did something on our morning show one time for some front row Bruce Springsteen tickets where we had two individuals come in and they both had diapers on, and then, and they sat there for 4 hours, and whoever's diaper weighed the most at the end of the show would win the front row tickets. It was disgusting, but it was funny. Anywho, what have you heard about diaper spas? I hadn't heard about this, but it's out there. What's all about that?
I thought diaper spas were the things you threw the dirty diapers into, and it kept them from stinking up the house. But that's all I know about it. I have not heard it. I mean, I assume that maybe some of our guests have to wear them, but I don't really see them.
Let me go back here. Again, I'm just reading an article. Dr. Colin Ann Murphy at a spa in New Hampshire offers a range of services that include virtual play dates at $200 an hour, as well as $1,500 all day diaper B&B experience that promises rejuvenating pampering for the little ones inside of you. This is just plain weird. A recent Christmas themed event featured festive stories, freshly baked sugar cookies, and a stocking to take home. She explained in an email interview, along with 35 individuals, all above the age of 50 in diapers.
I'm thinking that's geared to a very, very small percentage of the population, because I can't imagine, you know, I'm sure there's something for everybody in this country, and there's probably a lot more weirder stuff than what she just mentioned. But I just can't, I can't see that taking off. But, you know, what do I know? It is Halloween week, so I guess anything's possible.
That's just kind of weird, is what,
yeah,
that is.
I think
we're men, right? So we're always acting immature. We always want to act like we're children, but we don't have to dress like one.
Exactly.
That's kind of strange. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Okay. We'll talk about the website. We'll talk about your 6 or 5. A lot of things we talk about every single week. We got some great email questions I want to get into here. He is Stuart Rome. When you pull this up, When in Rome with Stuart Rome, make sure you put with Stuart Rome. It's Stuart, StuartRome. Make sure you spell it right and you'll find it. And it's got great music. Like this first song, as we get ready for Halloween, you got the Beatles. What you got from the band, man?
Oh, yeah. I love this movie. Kind of freaky, and it's great for Halloween. Beatles, Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter, that's one of my favorite Beatles songs, and I just love the way Paul rails on that thing, too. It is fantastic. We're doing Halloween tunes, so you can only imagine some of the things. And by the way, kudos to you. I get a chance to actually look at the list before you go, and it is fantastic for Halloween this year. It's going to be great. All right. Yeah. We're always getting people that check out your website. I don't know how often you go to check out how often people look at your site. You know how important it is to keep it updated, because if it's the same thing day after day, people won't come back and visit. But you do wonderful work with that. You are hands-on when it comes to great specials and things like that. Halloween specials, college football specials, Thanksgiving specials, Christmas specials. What's up your sleeve this holiday season?
Yep. So I guess the next big thing, obviously, is going to be going into November. And, you know, Thanksgiving, always on a Thursday. So the first big deal will be Friday, which will be Black Friday, typically. And we talked about a couple of things that we're going to do. I know that some of them is going to be involve a special series, but we got a couple of things in mind. We're going to post it in the next probably 2 weeks, maybe 1 week. So we're going to do a lot of specials on Black Friday. And then right after that, of course, Monday is Cyber Monday. And yes, we're going to do a bunch of gift card specials online, especially since it is Cyber Monday. You will be giving you some special deals on our bonus gift cards or discounts, and just keep an eye out for that. All that stuff's going to be posted on the website. And then after that, of course, we go into, you know, the Christmas season, and we're going to have four or five special packages that you can buy, make it easier on whoever's buying the gift, just to pick out one of the packages instead of perusing through the whole menu, trying to figure out what you want to get. There you go. Maybe a few other specials, like some discount retail stuff. So a lot of stuff. We had a Zoom meeting yesterday with staff, and we'll put all that stuff together. And like I said, we'll get it up on the website probably in the next week or two.
Fantastic. And I love that, because you just go to other places. They just don't do that. Other places just don't do stuff like that. They don't do holiday specials. And I know sometimes, occasionally, I'll get text messages on my phone, which is always a nice thing to get to the Woodhouse Day Spa. So feel free to keep sending those. And I know that if you actually get services there, they'll get your phone number, get your email or whatever. They'll send you the stuff. So make sure you get that stuff, because some of the specials are fantastic. You even did a 7 for $5 deal. Was it last year? And that thing flew off the shelf. That's incredible. That's wonderful stuff right there, brother.
Yeah, I think you might have to look for that again. We'll see what happens.
There you go. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Stuart, of all people, just like you, he is from Louisville, Kentucky as well. He wants to know what your thoughts are on all of these weight loss medicines. I know Ozempic is really big. Wegovy, I guess, is the pharmaceutical company that does that. I actually got on some type of medication that actually made me gain weight. I gained like 25 pounds in a month, and I was running and walking every day. It was just demoralizing, because I was really busting my ass, and so my doctor had a free sample of Ozempic. And it was amazing. I mean, I don't know if you've ever taken it. I can see where, again, it's super expensive. It's over $1,000 a month. I didn't have to pay for it. But yeah, you're just not hungry. I mean, you're just not hungry. The weight just falls off like a pound a day by the 30th or 31st day, you're losing a pound a day. It's pretty amazing stuff. What are your thoughts on that? But I also hear that once you get off of it, the weight comes back too.
Well, that's the problem. And, you know, I do have friends that have done it, and I don't know anybody who it hadn't worked for.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's a short term. It's a great short term option. It's not something you're going to want to be on all your life just to keep your weight off. And it's not something you want to, you know, drop a bunch of pounds on it, start eating again, gain all the weight back, go back on it. Like, it was, you know, make it a cycle of Ozempic. I think it's great for short term, just like you did. But then you're obviously going to have to, you have to change your habits, because you can't be on Ozempic or any of those other medications forever. So, you know, just if you have to meet with a dietitian or something to go over your diet to figure out how you can best handle that, that's probably the best idea, because then when you get off of Ozempic, you'll already be ready, you know, to go with your new plan. So I have nothing against the drugs. I think they're great, but. Yeah. everything is, you know, everything has its limitations, and you just have to, you have to make a lifestyle change after you get off of it to make sure you keep that weight off and really to stay healthy for that matter.
You're spot on. You talk about lifestyle changes. I mean, diets don't work. And listen, we're here to tell you, I'm 58 years old. It's almost impossible. I mean, I walk 3 miles a day and I stay even, and I really try to watch what I eat. But whenever you get a chance to, whether it's a laser lipo situation or an Ozempic or something like that, where you can kind of jumpstart a diet, it just feels better. I'm kind of an all or none kind of guy. So I'm either going to eat the whole house or I'm not going to eat anything at all. And right. So, it's a lot easier to keep that weight off if you got something to kind of help you along. But I do hope that eventually, and I'm also hearing that it's good for, some addictive properties, that some people that have had, alcohol addiction and things like that, that Ozempic, may actually help those folks too. So this could be like the little blue pill, right? It wasn't made, it wasn't made for that. Next thing you know, it's the hottest thing out there. So, that's killer. Yep. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. All right. We're doing, Halloween tunes this week. Helter Skelter from the Beatles was your first one. I love this next guy. As a matter of fact, Damon Johnson, who has a show right here on our radio station, the lead guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, was his guitar player for 10 years. Alice Cooper. What do you got from the Coop Man?
We're going to do, No More Mr. Nice Guy.
No More Mr. Nice Guy. When did you, first of all, and I got another question here, so let's go ahead and make this. Please ask Stuart, this is from Tom in Birmingham, ask Stuart if he ever dressed up as a woman for Halloween. I think we may have had that question last year. Did we not? Did I ask you if you ever dressed up as a woman? I don't know why I asked that question, because I don't know too many men who have not dressed up as a woman for something. I did something for school. Have you ever dressed up as a woman?
So the closest, I guess, I came to that, I'm dressed up as a lot of crap for Halloween, but not like a full-fledged woman.
Yeah.
But the closest I came to it, I guess, was, I'm in this Mardi Gras group, and, with the Saints won the Super Bowl, God, I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago or something, eight, whatever. And, there was a big radio personality in New Orleans, Buddy Deliberto. He passed away before he could see his Saints win the Super Bowl, unfortunately, but he was the character. He was just funny as hell. And he promised that he would wear a red dress and peruse through the French Quarter in his way. And this guy is like overweight, so it'd be really funny. if the Saints won the Super Bowl, and he passed away, and 2 years later they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, that sucks.
In honor of him, my group got together, and we have this like a marching portion of it. And we all wore the red dress and had, you know, a DJ behind us, and we marched in one of the parades down St. Charles Avenue all in our wet red dresses, and it was a great time. But that's about the closest I came to actually, you know, dressing up in full drag, but just haven't done the whole thing.
Yeah, I did something for school, and then I did something at City Stages for something. I lost a bet or something. I had to dress up. But I think it's really important for guys to do it just one time in their life, just to know what women have to go through on a daily basis. I mean, because I did the high heels. I did the whole nine yards. I cannot believe that women can actually run in those. I mean, it's the most amazing thing.
I'd break my ankles.
Oh my gosh. It just, God bless you women that you have to dress like that every day. Now, I will say, in the summertime when you're wearing skirts and dresses, it's a lot more comfortable than having to wear slacks. I mean, that air is nice. That's pretty funny. So Halloween trick or treat, and where did you used to Halloween trick or treat when you were a little whippersnapper? Give me a good Halloween story about the neighborhood you used to romp through.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it's still kind of one of my favorite holidays. I don't know why, but anyway,
it's awesome.
We used to, back in the day, it was a lot safer, obviously. And you could go around, and it wasn't, parents worried about the kids getting, poison candy and
all. We always heard about the razor blade and all that stuff. Yeah.
But so we would just go in the hood, New Orleans area, and everybody gave out candy at that time. All the houses were lit up. Now, it's, every other one might be giving out candy or, but it was like a big deal back then. So, we'd always dress up. It's like something we're really looking forward to. We'd wear the costumes to school that day, and we just had a great time with it. So those are my good memories of it. I still enjoy, if I'm home, I always give out candy. I try to do what people did for me back then, And it's like I said, I just like the holiday for some reason. It's a great time of year.
Yeah. You know, it used to be, I remember when I lived in Westchester, Ohio, we lived in a rural area. We called it the park. It was like a little circle with 50, 60 homes that went around it. And we have 200, 250 kids every year come to our door. Yeah. I mean, we had to drop some cash on some Halloween candy. And I think when I left home, like at the age of 18 or something, we maybe were having 5 or 10 kids. And it's just different now. I mean, people don't stay in homes like they used to. We knew our neighbors. We knew, you know, everyone up and down the street because no one moved. And so we played with each other and we knew the neighbors, we knew the kids. And now of course you got people on golf carts and people sitting. I saw last year, we had some guy with a hayride and he was driving through our neighborhood.
Yeah.
So the kids didn't have to hoof it up and down the hills. And then you got your trick or trunks and you got, you know, different neighborhoods that are known for, but I will say this, it's amazing how many people celebrate now with lights and stuff because they never did that back in the '70s and eighties. I don't remember anyone putting skeletons up. If they did, they were trying to freak you out. They didn't want you to stop by their house. But
there's actually a bunch of those in our neighborhood. And some of them are like outrageous. They're like bigger than Christmas decorations with the ghost hanging from the trees and all that stuff. And I love it. But we try to put some stuff out, you know, not as decadent as something like Christmas, but it's like, you know, in the day, when we were young, my parents would drive us around to look at all the Christmas decorations in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can kind of do it for Halloween because a lot of people have gotten into that, which is a good thing.
No, the inflatable, the inflatables things is crazy. And this giant, skeleton is pretty good. We got them all over.
Yeah. Right? Like 20-foot skeletons and witches. And, it's great.
That's pretty.
I just don't know. I don't have a place to store all that shit if I was to buy it. So
I know, right?
It'd be like a 1-year thing. And I'd like, all right, somebody take it off my lawn.
Exactly.
I'll buy a new one next year.
Oh, he's Stuart Rome. Winter Rome with Stuart Rome. It's a great show. I love doing this show every single week here. It's about the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, 905-7676, area code 205. And of course, you can check them out online as well on social media platforms. We got more emails, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We have another question about women's feet that we'll get into next, but I want to play another song here. We end up start talking about the spa and then I forget about the music, but give me the song. I love the album this song came from. I can remember it's got the dude with the hockey mask on the front.
Yep.
of the album from Quiet Riot. What song do you have? And I love this song because you never hear it.
I know. This is a great song. It's Bang Your Head.
Bang Your Head from Quiet Riot. Yeah. Mark Ingram from UAB, the UAB athletic director. That's one of his favorite songs of all time. If you go to a UAB football game, you will hear that song.
Yeah. It's a great football song.
It is a great football song. It's a great song as well. A couple more tunes to get to right here on When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Please listen to the show, but make sure you put With Stuart Rome on the end of it because there's some other When in Romes. There's some criminal show and a couple other shows that aren't nearly as good as this one. So check out When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We have Tim. Tim said that he took his wife, and he's in Lexington, Kentucky. He said he took his wife to a spa a couple of months ago, and ever since she got back, she's been having hot flashes. He said she had a pedicure, manicure, and a facial, not a massage. He said, but whatever they put on her face is making her skin really red and hot. Do you know what that is?
If it's making her skin hot, I would imagine it was a product like, I mean, maybe they use some retinol or it has to be something with some chemical in it. I don't think it would be a reaction to any kind of plant-based thing unless she's allergic to a certain plant. So it's, you know, depending, I'd have to know what kind of facial she got, what kind of product that they use, but it's certainly possible that maybe she had a reaction to something like retinol, which is fairly common. But, you know, without seeing what service and what products that she got, it's hard to make a determination.
And what exactly does retinol do?
It clears up. It's a small amount of, I guess, it's like acidic type product that clears up acne, helps with fine lines. But, you know, like I said, med spas have higher percentages of retinol that they'll use. We will only go, I think, to maybe 5% at the most. But the higher percentage, you know, of course, the more risky it is if you have if you have certain types of skin, and you can't put retinol, you can't go in the sun, you know, right after, you can't do certain things. So, you said be careful with it and talk to the esthetician to see if it's right for your skin. But yeah, people do, some people do have reactions to it.
There you go. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Tilly in Hueytown, wants to know, does, Stuart Rome do more pedicures or manicures? And then the second part of her question is, we've heard you talk about women's feet. She says they laugh in their group whenever they hear us talk about women's feet, because we have no idea just how painful those shoes are. We, you and I both said, hey, thank you for wearing those, because there's nothing better. If a woman's wearing a mini skirt and she's wearing flats, it just doesn't look as good. I mean, the shoes do the skirt. I mean, period. They do the legs. They make the legs look good. And we appreciate that. But do you do more pedicures or manicures? And how can women take care of their tootsies a little bit better outside going to the Woodhouse Day Spa every single week?
Yeah. Well, personally, I get more pedicures and manicures. And I think on average, we probably do more pedicures and manicures, because a lot of women, you know, they'll do their own nails, their own hands. They have a polish at home and they're able to do that. But, you know, feet obviously are much more difficult. Yeah, we do. We definitely do more pedicures and manicures. Typically if I'll get a pedicure, then I'll have them just like clip my nails or something on my hands. I won't get the full thing. And as far as taking care of your feet away from the spa, it's pretty it's pretty basic stuff. You just, if you get those scrapers, you can get the keep the dead skin off. You can you should always use kind of moisturizer. If you get in the tub, you know, do a tub soak, and then when you get out, put some kind of moisturizer on your feet. Kind of same thing as you do with your hands. And that's also important, is to, you know, keep the hands hydrated so that you don't get those early on wrinkles and hands and feet. You just kind of usually kind of take for granted, but they need the same service as the face, so to speak. So it's all. It's not rocket science. It's just taking care of yourself.
No, dude, I'm telling you, man, every guy needs to put your wife's shoes on just for a couple minutes and just walk around and just see how uncomfortable it is. It's unbelievable. I mean, we get a pair of gym shoes on, we're like, oh, my feet hurt. And they're looking at you like, whatever.
I don't know. I'm not sure what my size 13 feet would look like in high heels, but you know.
Yeah, no doubt. So far the Beatles, Alice Cooper, Quiet Right. You got a couple more. I love, by the way, the rendition of the last song you got. I don't want to give it away.
Oh, yeah.
But when I think around Halloween, man, I do think about Ronnie James Dio. And I love the song too. What you got?
Yeah, for Dio, we're gonna do Rainbow in the Dark.
Rainbow in the Dark, Dio. I was thinking about him the other day when I was watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ozzy Osbourne there got inducted, and they had this giant castle looking chair. And I know that he had played a lot of music with Ronnie James Dio, and Dio had actually sang with Black Sabbath and done some Ozzy Osbourne stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, man, he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well. It's a fantastic song and Dio. All right. Talk about your 6 for $5 deal. We already mentioned that you may do a 7 for $5, but this is a 365 24/7 deal. And we get the same emails every single week. You know, like, what can I pick from when I do this 6 for $5 deal? Please answer that question.
Yeah, well, it's very easy. You can pick from anything on the menu.
There you go.
Yeah. So, let's say, for example, you really like to get a 80-minute body balance massage. Well, if you want to get a series, you'll pay for 5, 80 minutes, and we'll give you 6. So you get a completely free 80-minute massage as part of the series. And it's real versatile, because it just goes under your account. You don't have to like carry a gift card around with it to remember how many you have on the account.
There you go.
Yeah. You can share them with friends and family. You can gift them to people. They don't expire. So I love that deal. And like you said, Black Friday, we'll probably be doing this, not just maybe a 7 for $5, but we might do some other stuff on that one, but I'll let you know on it.
Okay. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. This is the Woodhouse Day Spa show. We call it When in Rome with Stuart Rome for obvious reasons. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, 905-7676. Of course, wherever you get your social media, you can find them as well. Tabitha in Aniana wants to know, she said she's mystified and amazed by these, she calls them pulse points. What do you call those things where the points on the body that
pressure points.
Pressure points. Yeah. She wants to know, are there pressure points or pulse points on your ears? And why aren't the ears as important as the rest of the face?
Well, I think for the most part, ears are mainly cartilage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now don't hold me to this cause I'm not totally familiar with it, but I know that, I don't think it feels good when you get your ears rubbed, right?
It does.
Part of the massage, but, you know, it's like if, for example, well, I hate to even use this example, but say like Trump gets shot through the earlobe.
Yeah.
It bleeds a lot, but it's all cartilage. So it's not something you stitch up. It's just going to heal itself naturally. Maybe the top side of the ear is different, you know, but I just don't know that. But I just know that that's why it bleeds a lot. And that's why, you know, you don't normally see people getting it treated without, you know, you basically just clean it out, put a Band-Aid on it. It's going to heal up itself.
I do know that there are two parts of the body that never stop growing, and that is the ears and the nose.
Yeah, well, you know, you can kind of see that with some older people. That
I'm afraid for the nose part.
The nose would be a problem. Yeah,
I may end up having to get some rollers or something for my schnoz before it's all said and done. I don't really care about the ears so much. I wear headphones, but the nose may be an issue. All right, my friend. Before you get into your last song here, it's a cover of Rolling Stones song. Tell people how they can find you, man. This show flew by today. What do you got?
Yes, sir. Come see us. Hopefully that's the best way down to the Summit, right across from Saks Fifth Avenue. But if you can't make it to the spa, you can always get us online 24/7 at birmingham.woodhousespas.com. You can book online. You can purchase gift cards. And you can also call us like, you know, a lot of people used to do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
205-905-7676.
There you go. Give me your last song, man. We'll take it to the house. What do you got?
Yeah, we're going to do Motorhead version of Sympathy for the Devil.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.